我们昨天和弟兄姊妹已经讲到了。
And yesterday we already mentioned with the brothers and sisters.
约书亚在他晚年的时候
，And Joshua in his latter years.
他向着所有的以色列百姓
，And he faced all the Israelite people.
那么他有一段非常重要的话
，And he has a very important saying.
那么其中有一句
，And one of the phrase
是他。等于是他个人表明他的心志的一句重要的话。
That is his personal declaration of his desire.
那么这一句话呢
？And this phrase.
我们弟兄姊妹，我想现在都很熟悉。
I think it is very familiar to all brothers and sisters.
约书亚说：“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。”
Joshua said that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们昨天讲过这一句话呢，不仅是表明了约书亚个人的一个心志。
And we already mentioned that this phrase not just present Joshua's own desire.
我们知道这句话在当代啊，在那些以色列百姓中间呢，曾经产生非常重大的影响。
And that phrase also caused a lot of impact for that generation.
至少有几十年的时间啊，以色列百姓他们仍旧侍奉耶和华。
It is for the following few decades that the people of Israel they still serve the Lord.
那么这句话呢，里面呢所提到的三个重要的点呢
？And in this phrase there are three key points.
事实上是我们今天侍奉主需要解决的三方面重要的问题。
And actually those are the three most important issues that we need to resolve.
那么约书亚根据他个人的经历
，And Joshua according to his personal experience，
数十年征战的经历
，And a few decades of fighting the battle，
以色列家的建立
，And also the experience of building up the house of Israel，
征服迦南
，They conquered Canaan。
那么在他经过了这么多丰富的经历之后
，In this abundant experience，
他告诉我们
，And he tells us，
侍奉主
，To serve the Lord，
有三个重要的点，我们是必须要注意。
And we need to pay attention to three very important key points。
我们也可以这样说啊，这三个点是所有要侍奉主的人都不可回避的问题。
And that's the inevitable questions we have to face when we need to serve the Lord。
虽然今天我们提起这些问题的时候呢。我们里面是有点窘迫的。
And so when we mention these three points, I feel a little bit shortchanged.
但是这是你不可避讳的问题。
And yet that's the questions we have to face with.
因为这三个重要的经历。
And because these are three important experiences.
如果我们在主面前不好好的来应付，来学习的话
，If we do not learn it well and do not deal with it.
恐怕我们的服事在神跟前的价值是微乎其微的。
And then our service before the Lord might be of not that much value.
所以约书亚这位神忠心的仆人
，Therefore for Joshua a faithful servant of the Lord，
从他经历里面所说出来这句话
，And the phrase that is out of his own experience，
对我们今天来讲是重要的提醒。
Is a very important reminder to us today.
我们昨天下午已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
And yesterday afternoon we already mentioned this.
一个人要好好的侍奉主。
For a person to serve the Lord well.
第一个问题是要解决我的问题。
The first questions we have to deal with is concerning the person I.
如果我的问题不能解决。
If the person I, the problem concerning the person I cannot
be dealt with. 我们也谈不上是解决别人的问题。
Then we cannot solve other problems, others' problems.
所以侍奉是从我的问题首先开始。
Therefore, service starts from the issues concerning I.
我们已经讲过了。
And we already mentioned this.
我们神创造我们这个人呢，给我们一个我。
And when God created man, He already gave us this me or I.
本来神是希望我们这个我呢，能够主动的爱神，主动的配合神。
And God's desire is for this I to proactively cooperate with Him.
但是人堕落之后呢
？But after man fell.
这个我呢离弃神
，and this I departed from God，
它变成以自我为中心
，it became self-centered，
所以因此就产生了许许多多的难处
，therefore that have caused many difficulties。
我想基本上我们应该知道啊，今天在教会侍奉上面所有的难处，根基上是从我出来的。
I think basically we need to realize that all the fundamental issues of all questions of all problems is from this I。
我想我们蒙恩得救之后我们都有这个经都有这个感觉。
And after we are saved, I think we all have this experience or feeling.
不要讲外面所发生的一些事。
And we don't have to mention things that happen outside.
有时候圣灵在我们里面的感动，主给我们的引导，主的话都碰到我那个我，就遇见很大的拦阻。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit moves us and give us some leadings, and yet that encounter this I, then that causes a lot of problems.
有时候主感动我们祷告，我们祷告不出来，碰见我的问题。
And sometimes when the Holy Spirit moves us to pray, but we cannot pray it out loud because there's some issue with this I.
主要差遣我们去照顾什么人，这个我的问题在那里。
And then when the Lord wants to send us to care for someone else, but there's an issue of I.
更不要说在教会中彼此的配搭的问题。
And not even to mention that to cooperate with the brothers and sisters in the church.
所以撒旦的工作呢，把神所造成，把神所创造的人那个我啊，把它放大。
And so the work of Satan is to magnify I of the person whom God created.
当我们以自己为中心的时候，
when we become self-centered,
我们的难处真是何其多。
And there's our problems just continue to multiply.
所以今天在侍奉上，不要先看见别人的难处。
So in our service, we shall not focus on other people's problems.
首先，第一个重要是解决我的问题。
The first important thing is to deal with the issue concerning this I.
约书亚呢，我们知道他是侍奉主是从他那个我先开始被对付。
We know that when Joshua served the Lord, he started from dealing with this I.
所以他在神的手中能够那样被神所用。
And as a result, he was greatly used by the Lord.
所以这是一个我想第一面重要的问题，我们需要来解决的。
I think this is the first important issues that we need to deal with.
可惜啊，我们这次因为时间实在太短。
And unfortunately, we have that much time.
很多的话都还不能那么深入的来交通。
And we cannot fellowship in depth.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你们觉得昨天下午时间会不会太长了
？And brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you feel like our time yesterday was too long.
那么我就讲我们下午这是一个家的一个交通聚会。
And for the afternoon fellowship here is a family fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们。可以稍微的这个自由一点。
And we have a little bit more freedom here.
如果你要觉得坐得太久了，你起来走走也没关系。
And if you feel like you have been sitting for too long, then you feel free to stand up and walk around a little bit.
只要不讲话就行了。
As long as you be quiet.
那么如果你坐那里下午呢，刚刚没睡好，现在想打瞌睡了，你可以站起来走走，都没问题。
Or you didn't get a chance to take a nap and then feel that would like to doze off and you can walk around and keep yourself up.
我们希望弟兄姊妹们听进去。
And truly hope that you can listen to many words that will
be spoken. 我们希望等等呢，弟兄姊妹们下一堂呢，可以有一个比较自由的一个交通。
And also hope that for the second part of this fellowship, brother and sister could have more freedom in fellowshipping.
我再说这两个下午呢，我不是要在这里讲道。
And I said again, for these two afternoons, I don't want to preach again.
我希望呢，提起这些话，引起我们大家共同的注意。
And I just want to mention a few words so that will cause our attention.
然后根据我们弟兄姊妹们许许多多不同的经历啊，我们相互的在这里能够彼此扶持，
and also
彼此帮助。
Through brothers and sisters, different experiences, then we can help one another and edify one another.
实在讲，这些年呢，我们听见关乎神永远的旨意，关乎到主的见证，这一方面的信息不算少啊。
And I have to confess that for the recent years, we have heard we have heard many messages concerning the testimony of the Lord and concerning the eternal purpose of God.
我常常在主面前思想，为什么我们听见了这么多的道，实行不出来呢
？And I often thought before the Lord, how come we have heard so many messages, and yet we cannot carry them out?
到底那个关键在哪里呢
？What is the key issue?
所以呢，这一次我们用约书亚的这几个点，我觉得是很基本的。
So for the few points that we use from the phrase of Joshua, I think these are very fundamental.
我的问题不解决。
If the issue concerning I is not dealt with.
我家的问题不解决。
If the issue concerning our family is not resolved.
我想，所有关于神旨意的这些信息恐怕都会落空的。
I think that all the messages concerning God's will come in vain.
所以我希望呢，在这里呢，我提起这个，不仅是这一次。 特会我们在一起大家共同讨论的这么一点点把它当专题一样讨论一样。
So this time around, when I bring up this topic, I think it's not just for the retreat that we have this workshop to think about it.
因为我们讲这些东西啊，都是实行的东西。
Because all these issues are to be put into practice.
要把它带回去。
We need to bring it back home.
或者从现在开始。
Or from this point on.
我们开始进入这些问题。
And we shall enter into these issues.
我们不回避它。
And we do not avoid them.
我们求主给我们恩典。
And may the Lord give us grace.
让我们能在这些问题上面能够有真实的一个对付。
So that we can have we can truly deal with these issues.
我再说这三个基本的问题。
I say it again for these three fundamental questions.
如果我们没有好的解决。
If we do not dealt with them well,
我们在神跟前一生的侍奉可能是价值是微乎其微的。
Then our service before the Lord, even through our lifetime, could be of that much value.
好，我想我这个前面呢一点提醒的话呢。
So this is in the beginning a reminder.
就到此为止。我们现在开始进入这今天下午的这个主题。
Then we are going to get into the topic for this afternoon.
那么约书亚讲到说，至于我和我家。
And so Joshua mentioned that as for me and my house.
我们知道，光我们这一个人呢，光我这个我的问题已经是多得不得了。
We know that as for this person I, we have already have a lot of problems.
再加上我家，那这个问题就更是相当的复杂。
And now we add on my house or my family, then maybe issues even more complicated.
但是呢，这些问题呢是非常重要的。
And yet these problems are very important.
所以我们想开头的时候呢，我跟弟兄姊妹们谈一谈啊，就是到底为何会有这个家的这个意念。
So in the beginning, I would like to fellowship with the brothers and sisters. Why there's a concept of a family?
我们从圣经里面呢很清楚地看见
And from the Bible we can see it very clearly
家这个意念是从神来的
The concept of family or house is from God
家呢在圣经中给我们看见是一个神圣的思想
And the family is a divine concept in the Bible
这也是我们神呢他荣耀旨意中间的一个很中心的一个思想
And it is a central concept in God's glorious will
这就是说在创立世界以前啊
That is to say that before the creation of the world
神在定他荣耀旨意的时候
And when the Lord designed his glorious purpose
这个家的意念已经在那里了
The concept of family is already in there
如果弟兄姊妹记得的话
And the brother and sister if you remember
我们曾经讲过
We already mentioned this before
在神荣耀的旨意里面呢有两个主要的思想
And in God's glorious purpose there are two main thoughts
一个是家一个是国
And one is a family or the house and the other is a kingdom
这两个思想呢是神永远旨意的里面的最重要的两个思想
And these are two most important main thoughts concept in God's will
我们从以色列的历史上我们也解释过
And we also explained this through Israelites history
首先建立以色列家然后呢建立以色列国
God first established the house of Israel and then established the nation of Israel
所以呢这里给我们看见没有家的建立就没有国度的建立
Now we can see that without the establishing of the house there will be no establishing of the kingdom or nation
所以难怪呢保罗到侍奉的晚年的时候
No wonder when Paul came to his latter years in his service
你看见在提摩太前书里面他非常注重这个家
In 1 Timothy we can see that he placed a much emphasis concerning family
他知道如果没有这个家的建立
And he knew that if there is no establishment of this house or family
国度是很难彰显
And it will be very hard for the kingdom to be manifested
是在提摩太前书里面他是着重地讲到教会就是神的家
And so in 1 Timothy, he placed a special emphasis saying that the church is the house of God.
那么在后书里面呢他在提到国的问题。
And in the 2 Timothy, he mentioned the concept concerning the kingdom.
所以今天我们知道这个家在神的思想中是非常重要的一个意念。
And therefore we can see that the family is a very important concept in God's will.
其实呢 在圣经里面加这个思想，也是一个最甜美的一个意念。
Actually, in the Bible, the concept of family is a very the sweetest thought.
所以他们西方有个歌嘛，叫做 Home Sweet Home， 是吧
？So in the Western world, there's a song saying that Home Sweet Home.
家应该是一个 sweet， 充满甜美的意念的一个地方。
And so home is a sweet home, as a sweet place.
所以在旧约圣经里面呢
，Therefore in the Old Testament times，
神提到以色列家
，And when God called used the name the house of Israel，
讲到雅各家
，And talk about the house of Jacob，
十二支派的各家
，And there's a families or houses of the 12 tribes，
这些都是非常亲密，也是非常甜美的一种称呼啊。
And that is a very sweet way of calling these people。
如果你仔细去查一查看这个。以色列家呢，大概出现120多次啊。
And if you make a count of it, there's the term the family of Israel, the house of Israel appear more than 120 times.
雅各家
the house of Jacob
这个也出现了差不多20多次。
And also appear about 20 some times.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
读圣经的人都能领会，当以色列家当然是指的神所要建立的那个。正常的一个家
and the Bible student can realize and can understand this the house of Israel was the house that God would like to build to be a normal house
多半提到雅各家的时候呢都是以色列光景不大好的时候
and when the house of Jacob is mentioned that means the condition of the house is not that good
因为我们晓得雅各这个人呢在圣经里面呢是一个比较诡诈的人
and we know that Jacob is a quite a wicked person in the Bible
那么你看这个神称整个以色列家为雅各家
and now the God called the entire house of Israel called them the house of Jacob
当然雅各有很大的功劳啊
of course Jacob has contributed a lot
他生了十二个儿子啊
because he gave birth to 12 sons
建立整个以色列家
and to build the house of Israel
但是有很多时候呢神呢用这个雅各家称呼呢
but a lot of times sometimes God used the term the house of Jacob to call his people
那么弟兄姊妹们，无论怎样，这些称呼呢，都是表明那个家的一个甜美的意念。
No matter what, when the house is used, it represents this sweet thought.
所以我们想，首先呢，我们知道这个家的意念从神来的。
So first of all, we need to know that the concept of family or house is from God.
这不是人的思想。
It is not from man.
这是神的思想。
It is God's is from God's mind.
不过地上呢，这个各族、各方、各民、各国呢，因为不明白神的心意。
Because for the people on earth from various nations and countries and races.
所以我们很多时候以我们这个家呢，大概是什么古代的祖先们的一个思想。
They don't understand the thoughts of God. They thought that the family is from their own tradition.
我作为基督徒，我想要明白这个家呢，这个思想从神来的。
But as Christians, we need to understand that the concept of house or family is from God.
我在这个讲义上面讲的这第二个重要的点呢。
And in my notes, I said that the second important point.
这个我家呢是一个不能抗拒的一个定命。
And so this house or family is a command that we cannot disobey.
可能我们很多人不太没有注意到这个问题。
And a lot of times, probably we didn't pay attention to this.
事实上，在我们的生活里啊。
Actually, in our daily lives,
这是很明显的东西。
This is a very obvious.
什么叫做是一个不可抗拒的定命呢
？And what is mean by it is a command that cannot be disobeyed.
你看我们每一个家哈，这个比方说我孙家，我一生出来我就是孙家的人，对吧
？And so, for example, I belong to the family's house of son, and then I born to be a son of a son.
他自然的。他对这个孙家呢，他就有那么一个很特别的一个比较特别的意念。
And for somehow there is a kind of a special relationship or concept concerning the family of son.
这个叶家呢，他就是另外一个特别的意念。
And for the family of a year, then people in that family will have a different kind of a.
我好像生出来我孙家人我就孙家人了
and I born into the family of a son and I'm a member of that family
我想尤其在我们中国人中间你看这个意念 这个是分得很清楚的啊。
So especially among Chinese, we can see that that concept is very clear.
啊，这个你没办法去这个去违背的。
And so it is a destination or command that
you cannot disobey. 其实你知道吗？这是神的定规。
So actually, do you know that this is command of God?
它看起来好像是一个无形的东西，但是对我们来讲是一个很大的约束。
And
it
is something that is seems invisible, and yet it gives us a boundary or a bound.
啊，所以我们在地上，你生出来在哪个家，你就属于那个家的，是这样。
So on this earth, whatever family you are born into, then you belong to that family.
你所有的意念、感觉都是在这个家的里面。
And all the thoughts and all the feelings you have is a part of the family.
我举个。例子说明一下啊。
I just give an example to explain this.
我从前我认识一个弟兄啊。
I knew a brother.
他呢很喜欢呢这个把别人的孩子当成什么干儿子干女儿的。
And he just like to call other people's kids as his godsons or godfather or goddaughter.
所以这些孩子们见到他都是干爹干妈的这么叫的。
So this kid will call him our godfather and his wife god.
有一次我就问他。
Okay, one time I asked him.
我说弟兄啊，你叫人家叫你干爹干妈的。
And now you ask them to call you godfather.
你死的时候你会不会把那个遗产呢留点给他们呢
？And when you die, will you just pass on your inheritance to them?
哦，那不行，那不行。
He said, "No, no, no, I won't do that."
哦，那我说你这个就随便占别人便宜，这个。
No, I would say you just take advantage of others.
啊，就叫你干爹干妈，你什么好处都没有。
And you ask them to call your father or call your mother, then, but you don't give them any advantage.
他说我这个要给我的儿，给我自己的儿子女儿的。
He said that all my inheritance will be given to my daughter and sons.
哎，所以你看弟兄姊妹，这不一样的。
So brothers and sisters, you can see that there's a difference there.
这完全不一样的。
It's different.
啊，所以呢，你知道我们有一个不可违抗的一种的定命在里面。
So we can see that there is a kind of a destination that we cannot disobey.
啊，你生在哪一个家的里面
？Whatever family you are born into.
你对这个家就有一种特殊的情感。
And you have a special feeling toward that family.
啊，你一种不能违抗的一种感觉在里面。
And that feelings that you cannot just set yourself apart from.
我想这个我都不需要强调，弟兄姊妹应该能够感觉到，对吧
？I think I don't need to emphasize this anymore, and you can all sense that.
是的，可能我们呢，在肉身中的出生呢，弟兄姊妹们是不平等的。
And yes, brothers and sisters.
不是可能，这根本就不平等。
And our natural birth, probably we can see that they are not equal.
所以有很多人呢、啊，一生出来是哎呀就懊恼。
And so a lot of people when they were born, they have this regret.
我们羡慕别人。
And we envy others.
你看他一生出来，他爸爸就是百万富翁，你看多福气、啊。
You can see that his father is a millionaire, and how fortunate that person is.
我一生出来那个穷苦家庭。
And I was born into this poor family.
哎呀，我们就。但是这是一个不能违背的定命啊。
And, but that is a destination that we cannot disobey.
啊，你没办法，你没办法，人家一生在那个王宫里去了。
And there's nothing you can do. Some people just are born into palace.
啊，一生出来就是王子，就是公主。
And some people were born to be a princess and a princesses.
所以你看见你生在一个什么情况的里面？这个就是这个样啊。
And you can see that whatever condition you are born into, then you are just in that condition.
那么神对于这个生命的东西，它好像有这么一个无形的一个定规一样。
And so concerning life, we can see that God seems has this command, invisible command there.
但是我们知道吧，神所以这样做，它背后还有一个更重要的一个意义呢。
But do we know that when God did this, there's even more important things behind all this?
所以当我们第二次重生的时候
，So when we were born again,
我们生在哪里啊
？Where we were born into?
我们生在神的家里面。
We were born into the house of God.
这个是我们怎么样有福的一个定命。
And that is our blessed destination.
啊，你看看。神就是用这些哈， 这些事情来说明另外一个事情的，所以地上的事是说明天上的事情。
Therefore, God used these things to explain something else. God used the earthly things to explain things that are heavenly.
很可惜啊，我们很多基督徒啊，不觉得，生在神的家里面呢，有什么多了不起啊。
And unfortunately, a lot of Christians don't feel it is such a big deal to born into the house of God.
如果圣灵开我们眼睛，我就知道，哇，这是不得了的大事。
If the Holy Spirit could open our eyes, we would see that it is indeed a big deal.
我也不要紧，你今生不懂得，有天主回来你就知道。
And but it's okay if you don't understand this in your lifetime. But when the Lord returns, you understand.
我们第二次生在神的家中。
When we were born again into the house of God,
我们是天父的儿女。
And we are children of God.
哎呀，这个是真是不得了的一件事情。
And it is such a big deal.
很可惜啊。
And unfortunately,
在地上的这个教会、啊、
and for churches on this earth,
我们就后来变成基督教了。
And later they turn into Christianity.
把它变成一个宗教的一个组织，变成一个宗教活动的地方。
And turn that into a religious institution and turn into that religious activity place.
你知道这些观念都压制了。我们里面的生命的感觉
and all these concepts are just suppress all the sense of life within.
结果很多神的儿女们呢，就失去了我们很多聚会也失去了那个家的味道
and therefore in a lot of our meetings we lose the sense of a family.
这真是非常可惜
and that is a very something very regretful.
所以我常常有时候弟兄姊妹，我这个也不是什么成见、啊、
And so this is not some prejudice.
也不是我的偏见。
And it's not my prejudice.
我的不太喜欢人家讲说呢，我们是做教友的。
And 不教友
叫 friend 叫教宗做朋友。
So a lot of times I don't want to us to be called like a religious friends.
我也不喜欢人家讲说我们是基督教徒。
And we don't want to be called as a members of a Christianity.
这个宗教意味太重。
And because there is a strong sense of religion.
我们真是要感谢主啊。
We really thank the Lord.
让我们出生在20世纪、21世纪。
Because we were born in the 20th and the 21st centuries.
如果你在十八世纪以前的话呢
？And if you were born before the 18th century,
那我恐怕我们就是真正的感，要不然是天主教，要不然就是什么传统的一些宗教，对吧
？And either you were born into this other traditional religions or you become a Catholic.
因为经过十八世纪啊。弟兄运动起来了。
Because after the 18th centuries, and there is the rise of the brother movement.
其实呢，这个弟兄运动是后来的人称呼他们的。
And actually, that movement was called by the people who came later.
就在那个时代中，有些弟兄姊妹们呢，他们呢，被主吸引，他们就开始认真的读圣经。
Because in that generation, some brothers and sisters were attracted by the Lord. They started seriously God's word.
他们才知道神根本没有意思在地上建立什么宗教。
They came to realize that God did not have this thought to build a religion on earth.
我们蒙恩得救，我们是神的儿女。
When we were saved by grace, we were children of God.
我们只有一位天父。
We only have a Father in heaven.
我们大家都是弟兄姊妹。
And we are all brothers and sisters.
哎呀。从那个时候开始，这个教会是家的这个意念呢，才慢慢的被恢复起来了。
And from that point on, the church is a house of God start to be restored.
所以在十八世纪的时候，弟兄运动中间，这个家的这个味道是特别特别的浓厚。
So in the 18th century, during the movement, the brothers' movement, there is a strong sense of a family.
所以感谢主，我们是活在这个运动之后。
We thank the Lord because we were born after that movement.
所以今天你我蒙恩了。
And for today, when we are saved by grace.
啊，我们知道这个，我们是在神的家中。
And we know that we are in the house of God.
啊，我们都是亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
And we are dear brothers and sisters.
啊，所以我们今天呢，弟兄姊妹们需要呢，能够把这个家的这个光景呢，把它恢复起来。
And so today we need to restore the condition of being a family.
所以我们要感谢神。
So we need to thank God.
因着圣灵的重生。
Because of the rebirth by the Holy Spirit.
我们生在神的家中。
And we were born into the house of God.
现在你有了一个有福的、一个不会转变的一个定命。
And then now you have this blessed that cannot be unchangeable destination.
所以神的家这个意念里面所包含的意义非常的丰富。
Therefore, we can see that the concept of family of God has a lot of meanings.
那么神定这个家它的目的和意义呢，我们也稍微解释一下。
And we also would like to explain the meanings why God set the family.
那么这个家的意念，头一个意念就讲到我们在生命上的联合。
And the concept of a family first means that there's a relationship in life.
然后我们有产业上的分享。
And there's a sharing in inheritance.
哇，这个真的是神给我们大的恩典。
And this is a great grace given by God.
啊，就像我们今天啊个人的家庭一样。
Just like our individual families.
其实父母一生我们下来啊。
And when the parents give birth to us.
我们晓得我们跟父母跟我们之间这个命运呢就是不可分割的。
And now we know that our destiny is inseparable from our parents.
所以什么叫做圣灵生了我们呢？
And so what does that mean that
什么叫做我们在生命中与神联合呢？
What does that mean we are born by the Holy Spirit that we are in union with God?
你知道从你得救的那一刻开始，
You know that when you were saved,
你的命运跟主的命运就联合在一起了。
From that point on, your destiny is in union with God,
并且成为一个不能分割的命运
with the Lord, and that is inseparable.
所以圣经才用很多话在这里来坚定这件事情。
Therefore, we can see that in the Bible, there are many words to confirm this.
圣经说神的选召是没有后悔的。
And the Bible says that the choosing and the calling of God is irrevocable.
神用永远的爱我们，爱我们。
God loves us with His everlasting love.
爱我们不改变。
And His love will never change.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们跟神之间在生命上一个完全的联合。
And because we in life we are in this perfect union with God.
不仅这样啊，圣经也告诉我们，将来每一个神的儿女都有产业。
And the Bible also tells us that every child of God will have an inheritance.
这个，所以有时候啊，我们要跟弟兄姊妹讲。你现在呢是暂时的穷人。
And sometimes we need to tell brothers and sisters, now you are poor just momentarily.
嗯，高不高兴啊？
Are you happy?
不过很多弟兄姊妹想说，哎呀，如果主今天就叫我富有一点，不是很好吗？
And but a lot of brothers and sisters thought it would be even better if God make me rich today.
不过呢。是没有这样做，我们是暂时。不过有些弟兄姊妹在地上虽然有点富有啊，但那个还不算富有。
And yet, and God does not do that because, but what we have is just temporarily.
比你将来到主跟前去所得到那个产业，这是根本算不得什么。
Even you have some wealth on earth, it's not compared to what you're going to have when you go to heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，我现在一眼看过去的，我都知道，每个都是富豪啊。
And so as I look around, brothers and sisters, you're going to be a wealthy person.
哇，你将来不知道有多富有。
And in the future, you don't know how wealthy you're going to be.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
这是我们呢，那么被重生进入神的家，我们在神跟前所蒙的极大的福分。
It's a great grace that as we were born into the house of God.
但在圣经里面也让我们领悟啊，这个家呢是神与我们同住，这神的家也是我们的家。
And the Bible also tells us that the house of God is a God is a dwelling among us. It is a house of God. It is also our house.
你知道这个父母如果跟儿女之间关系好啊。
You know that when parents have a good relationship with their kids.
这也是一个福气、啊。
And that is also a blessing.
那么有很多年轻的孩子们呢，跟父母的关系非常好，他们就很恋家。
And so for some young kids, they have a very good relationship with their parents. They really have this desire of their home.
我记得我那个老二，他出去读书的时候。
I remember my second son when he went out to study.
跑洛杉矶去读书。
He went down to L.A. to study.
有一天我去看他。
One day when I visited him.
见到我的面呢。
And when he saw me.
他就说。
He said.
他说 ，Daddy 啊，我恨不得。马上就飞回西雅图。
He said, "Daddy, I wish I could be back to Seattle right away."
那么后来他跑到 Boston 去读书。
And later he went to Boston to further his study.
他也跟我讲，他说我一天都不能等。
And he said, "I could not wait for another day."
哦， 我们心里面很得安慰。
And we were very much comforted.
感谢主，这个家对他还有吸引力。
And we thank the Lord because our house still have some attraction to him.
弟兄姊妹们，他觉得跟父母在一起很快乐。
And because he feels like it is very happy to be with his parents.
我想我们今天呢，应该是这样的一个情形。
I think this is the condition we should be in.
如果今天你在你自己的经历里面，在教会的经历里面，我们已经经历神的丰富的同在。
And now, if in your personal experience, in your church experience, you have already,
我们就会更羡慕、渴慕能够跟主在一起。
Then we will have this deeper desire to be with the Lord.
我们就能像保罗一样说，离世与主同在，那是好的无比的。
And we will make the same proclamation, just like Paul did. If it, for me to depart,
你知道这是一个家所产生的这个意念和感觉、啊。
And you know that is the concept from the thought of a family.
因为这是一个同住的一个快乐。
And because that's the happiness from being dwelt together.
那我们也知道这个家呢，是神的国的一个根基和它的内容。
And we also know that the family is the foundation, also the content of the kingdom of God.
这个我们已经这个和弟兄姊妹们提过。
And we already mentioned this to brothers and sisters.
因为神有一个意念，他要建立一个永远的家。
Because God has this thought to build an eternal house.
从这个思想开始。
And from that thought,
才产生我家的这个意念。
And then there's a concept concerning my family.
因为神在地上给我们一个一个的家呢，是要叫我们怎么样体会那个家的感觉的。
And God has given us individual families so that we can have a sense of that family.
那么当初亚当夏娃没堕落的时候
，And before Adam and Eve fell.
那么神给他成立了一个家，对不对
？God allowed them to have a family.
我想那个家是全心向着神的。
I believe that family was a fully devoted to God.
但是在堕落之后呢
？But after the fall,
哇，我们看见人类的家就成了个有问题的家了。
And now the family of man became a family of trouble.
跟这个我一样的，一堕落之后，这个就变成问题多多了。
And just like this person I, when the I fell, then it became a lot of trouble.
所以堕落之后呢，我家也成了很大的难处。
And so after the fall, the family became a big problem.
所以在地上哈，你很难找到一个绝对完美的家庭。
So on this earth, it's very hard for you to find a perfect family.
我常常想呢，有很多是程度上的问题。
And the difference actually just in terms of degree.
有的稍微好一点，有的呢差一点，就是这样。
And some are relatively better, and some are relatively worse.
所以呢，如果我们的家还过得去，还看起来还不错，弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神，这是神的怜悯。
If our family life is still okay, still fine, then we need to thank the Lord for His mercy.
这个没有什么好夸耀的。
Nothing to be boast of.
啊，那么如果我们的家呢管得不大好的话，我们就需要神的怜悯。
And if our family life is not as good, then we need God's mercy.
事实上，神也是怜悯我们的。
And yet God does have mercy on us.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
无论怎样来说
，No matter what,
这个家在堕落之后呢，是一个有问题的情况。
And after the fall, family has become a trouble.
但是呢，我们知道神也不放弃。
And yet we know that God would never give up on us.
在提摩太前书三章里面
，In First Timothy chapter three，
讲到这个做监督的人呢
，And talk about the bishops.
神有一个superintendent 是吧？
Overseers.
他有一个生活上的要求。
And there is a requirement in their lives, daily lives.
就说你要好好管理自己的家。
That means you need to they need to manage their house as well.
你如果不能管理自己的家，你怎么能管理教会呢
？If you cannot manage your house as well, how can you manage the
church? 那么这是圣经中我们看见的，对于教会中侍奉主的人，好像看起来是一点点的要求。
It seems that some requirements for those who serve the Lord.
所以过去我们看见在教会里很多弟兄们呢，都不太敢做负责弟兄啊。
And in the past, we can say a lot of brothers and sisters were not there to be responsible brothers.
他说：“你看，像我的家里面这么多问题，我怎么能做负责弟兄呢
？”And they said that we have so many family problems. How can we be responsible brothers?
那么后来有弟兄这样的解释也不错。
And later there's a brothers explain this verse.
那这句话的意思呢，不是说你要把你的家先管好了，然后才能够做负责弟兄。
And it means that it doesn't mean that you need to manage your house well first, and then you can become a responsible brother.
而是你要好好的管。他没有说你要管好。
So in Chinese, it's more like you try to manage it well. Doesn't mean that manage well as a result. But in the original, it means that you need to manage it well.
我觉得这个对我们是一个鼓励，至少我们中文是这样的。你要好好的管你，如果都不管，那就不行。你管到最后还是不好，那不是你的责任，你没办法，对不对？
So it is an encouragement. That means you, at least you try to manage it well. Even as a result, it has not been well managed, but it's okay. At least you have tried.
所以事实上，弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人能讲说我们把我们的家完全管好了。
And as a matter of fact, brothers and sisters, we cannot say anyone, no one can say that we have managed our house well.
那无论怎么样，你还是要管。
But no matter what, you still try to manage it.
如果你完全不管，那就是你的责任。
If you not to manage it, then that's your responsibility.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们需要好好的来管理我们自己的家。
So brothers and sisters, we need to learn to manage our house well.
因为呢，地上的家呢是天上家的一种的体验啊，也是一种见证。
So actually, the house on earth is the is for us to experience the house in heaven, and also a testimony of the house in heaven.
所以呢，我们这个对家庭的生活要认真啊，这个也是很重要。
So we need to be very serious about our family life.
那么，如果靠主的恩典和怜悯，能够略略的把这个家带到一个好的情况中有见证，我想这也是主所喜悦。
I think it is a pleasing the Lord by His grace and mercy we can bring our family life to bring a good testimony before Him.
那么我们晓得这个家庭呢是从一个婚姻开始的。
We know that the family starts from a marriage.
先是夫妻关系。
And that is relationship between the husband and wife.
啊，那么圣经中啊对这个夫妻关系的要求其实很简单，但是很重要。
And so the Bible requirement concerning the relationship between husband and wife is very simple and yet important.
你知道我们哈，这个人很奇怪，一代一代的过来哈。
You know, it is very odd for us from generation to generation.
比方说，我是从这个孙家出来的。
For example, I'm from the Sun family.
我的姊妹是从刘家出来的。
And my wife is from Liu family.
现在这个刘家的呢，要变成孙家的了。
Now, the daughter of the Liu family will turn to be part of the Sun family.
但是我常常有时候我感觉，不，这个不是什么错啊。常常我感觉到他身上好像有一种不能违抗的那个定命，还那个刘家的感觉还是蛮重的。
But a lot of times I feel like there's something about the Liu family still with my wife.
但是呢，碰到我的孩子的时候呢，他就孙家的了。
So, but as I come to our sons, and now they are the son family.
哎，虽然这个哈，这个是好像这个，因为我们平常不大注意，对不对
？Because we don't pay that much attention to this issue.
啊，当然神有这一些的我刚刚讲的这些东西是有什么？他有的他的美意在背后。
Of course, we know that God has a good will behind all this.
所以圣经告诉我们，你怎么做夫妻呢
？So, how does the Bible tell us to be husband and wife?
你就要如同基督对教会一样就可以了。
And just like Christ to the church.
那么这句话呢，我想弟兄姊妹里面包含了很多的意义，你可以去思想。
And I think there's a lot of meaning to it. You can pay you can give much thought to it.
其实呢，无论是丈夫去是妻子，我们都应当效法基督的。
Actually, no matter you are the husband or the wife, you need to imitate Christ.
我们晓得今天主耶稣做丈夫是绝对完全的。
And now we know that today Christ as the husband, he is the perfect one.
那么教会作为妻子啊，哎呀，这个可是麻烦。
And yet for the church to be the wife, that's much trouble.
但这里包含了一个情况。
And yet there is a condition here.
我们虽然不好，他仍旧爱。
And even we are not good, he still loves us.
所以在婚姻上面，这是一个很重要的点。
So it is a very important in our family life.
一旦结婚，
once you are in the marriage,
夫妻两个都是这样。
And it's true for the husband and for wife.
啊，因为神配合的。
Because you are matched by God.
啊，你发现了很多缺点不好，但人家爱。
And even you find a lot, discover a lot of defects, you still need to love.
这是神给我们看见基督和教会的原则。
And it is a principle that God allows us to see the principle of the Christ and the church.
今天我们知道地上这个仇敌啊，在教会，在人家庭的生活里破坏非常厉害。
And we know that today the enemy has a great try to have a lot of destructions in the man's family life.
那么今天呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我们要守住这个原则的。
And as Christians, we need to hold on to this principle.
啊，那么当然，做妻子的好像是要讲到顺服，对吧
？Of course, to the wife, is obedience.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，有的时候你看一个先生呢、啊，那个毛病多多，你还是要顺服，学顺服。
So brothers and sisters, when you see a husband full of faults, and you still need to be obedient to him.
啊，那么我们晓得今天教会能顺服基督啊，是主把他的顺服摆在我们里面，我们才能顺服的。
And we know that for today, for the church to be obedient to Christ, because the Lord has placed His obedience in us.
所以在圣经里面呢，用了基督和教会这个来讲到。夫妻之间的生活。
And therefore, in the Bible, it is to use the Christ and the church to talk about the life between husband and wife.
那我们把这个父母跟子女的摆在一起来看。
And then now we're going to place the parents and the children together.
啊，我们怎么样来处理这个父母跟儿女之间的关系呢
？And how can we deal with the relationship between the husband and the parents and the children?
如同天父对待我们儿女一样。
And the Bible tells us that we shall.Just like our Heavenly Father deal with His children.
那我们的父亲爱我们
，Our Father loves us.
他也管教我们
，and He also disciplines us.
那么对儿女的要求是要听话
，and the requirement for the children is to listen.
我想这些呢都是一些很简单的一些的原则
，and this is a very simple principle.
但是你如果能实行的话呢
，but if you can put them into practice,
至少这个家庭的光景会维系在一个还不错的情况里面
，then your family life will be fine.
那如何做亲属呢
？And how could be relatives to one another？
圣经讲叫弟兄相爱的原则。
And the brother says, the Bible says that we need to apply the brotherly love.
所以我们知道今天的主帮摆在地上的这个家庭的里面。
So we know that as the Lord places us into the family on this earth.
我们从地上家的这个经验里面
，And through the experiences of this earthly family.
啊，我们来领会这个家的这个意义。
And we can come to understand the meaning of the family.
其实呢，弟兄姊妹们，在这些事情的背后呢，是告诉我们神要建立他自己的家。
And actually, brothers and sisters, behind all this, it is telling us that God is to build up His own family.
所以，如何把我们的家能放在一个对的光景中呢
？So how can we place our individual family into the right position?
所以，首先我们要从我们自己的家庭生活里面来体验这个。
And first of all, we need to experience the family in our own individual family's life.
那么第二个重要的点呢
？And the second important point.
就是我们要认识，只有神的家才是终极的目的呀。
And we have to come to realize that only the house of God is the ultimate purpose.
我家只不过是一个过渡的。
And my family, my house is but the transitional.
啊，这个家终有一天要消失的。
And this individual family one day will disappear.
这个我想是一个事实。
I know, we know that it is a fact.
是吧？一代一代的会过去的。
Because generation pass after generation.
这是一个暂时的在地上的存。
And this is a temporary existence on earth.
所以我想弟兄姊妹们
，And so brothers and sisters,
圣经把这些思想和意念呢，已经启示给我们。
And the Bible has revealed this thought and mind to us.
所以呢，难怪呢，这个。约书亚会这样说
No wonder Joshua would say this.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
不仅我侍奉耶和华
，Not only not for me,
我们家也侍奉耶和华。
But also for my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们在圣经里面找了半天呢，也没看见这个约书亚他的家人在哪里。
But if you continue to search in the Bible, you hard to find Joshua's family.
不知道有弟兄姊妹们有没有知道他的妻子是谁啊
？And I don't know, brother and sister, if you know who his wife is.
他有几个孩子呢
？And how many kids he had?
至少我还没找到、啊。
I have not found that.
那么，当然一方面也可以，那个因为约书亚在老年的时候讲这个话。
And when Joshua made this proclamation, it was in his latter years.
也说明他的确带着他的家侍奉主。
And he said that he has already brought his family to serve the Lord.
并且呢，他使他的家隐藏的。
And he also made his family hidden.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个是圣经中因为没有提到他家庭的问题。
And so therefore the Bible does not mention his family.
但是确实他们的家是侍奉神的。
And yet his family did serve the Lord.
我觉得这个也是非常好的。
And we can see that it's very good.
啊，这个，所以呢。我们要感谢神为我们在地上建立家。
So we need to thank God for establishing our families on earth.
也许今天也许很多弟兄姊妹单身的，没结婚，没结婚你也有家的。
And for those singles among us, even you do not have your own families, but you still belong to families.
所以我们需要认定说呢，我的家是为着神的家的。
But we need to recognize that our families are for the house of God.
这是一个很重要很重要的一个思想。
And this is a very very important thought.
啊，所以我们要明白啊。
And we need to understand.
要用我们的家在地上一同来建立神的家。
That we need to use our families to build up the house of the family of God.
我们学习带领全家一同侍奉主。
And we are learning to bring our entire family to serve the Lord.
我们知道哈，犹太人这方面呢，他们的这个意念是很强的。
We know that this is a very strong concept among the Jews.
他们因为过去遭受惨痛的这个历史上遭受惨痛的经历
，and because they had this very difficult experience in history，
他们以色列人的各家都是为着以色列国
，and among the Jews， all the Israelite peoples， also Israelis families are for the nation of Israel。
你知道在中东呢，过去呢，以色列人跟阿拉伯人打仗的时候
，you know that in the Middle East when they have a fight before the Israelis and also Arabs。We saw a lot of touching stories.
甚至在纽约有很多人有很好的职业的啊，那个一些年轻人。
And for a lot of Jews in New York, they had a very good profession.
他们一听说这个以色列打仗
，And when they heard there's a war in Israel,
很多人就放弃他们那个很好的职业，放弃优厚的这些待遇啊，那么赶回去打仗。
And they just put aside their very good careers and income. They just went back to Israel to join the fight.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们啊，应当有个感觉，我们主给我们这个家，我们这个家应该全心为着神的家。
So today we should have this feeling sense that when the Lord has given us a family, then our family is for the Lord's house.
这里有一点点的彼此的劝勉。
And now there's a mutual encouragement.
我们绝不可以用神的家来为着我的家。
We can never use the house of God for the interests of our own family.
啊，这个要非常的小心。
And we need to be very careful about this
point. 无论我们侍奉主人或弟兄姊妹。
No matter who serve the Lord or brothers and sisters.
今天我们有很多弟兄姊妹常常是想拉着神的家来顾我的家。
And a lot of times we would like to drag the house of God to serve to care for my own family.
这是一个很大的错误。
And that is a great mistake.
所以保罗在哥林多后书十二章那里讲到。
Therefore in 2 Corinthians,
他说我不是要你们的财物，他在讲说呢，我们侍奉主绝不累住你们，绝不累住教会。
And so Paul says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he said that as a servant of the Lord, we will not be cause a burden to you.
他说呢，是父母为儿女积财的，不是儿女都为父母积财。
And he said that as a parent should care for their children, not the children for their parents.
所以你懂得他这个话的意思吗？
Brother and sister, do you understand what he meant?
这是爱神家的人。
And it is a person who loved the house of God.
他绝不累住神的家。
And he won't become a burden to the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们基本的意念上应该是。
So, brother and sister, this should be our fundamental thinking.
今天呢，很多时候啊，我们看见很多弟兄姊妹们常常都是什么呢？把我家看得很重。
And we can see a lot of brothers and sisters just place a great emphasis on
our families. 反过来，好像神的家也为着我的家。
And seems we make the house of God for our house.
我们举个小的例子来说明一下。
To give a trivial example.
有时候我们家的孩子不听话，我们就拉着带到教会去了。
And sometimes as our kids are disobedient, we just brought them to the house, church.
他的目的是什么呢?
So what the purpose of that?
你来把我这个孩子管好。
And it is to, you have to take care of my disobedient kids.
你如果管不好,
if you cannot make them well, and then we're going to complain.
弟兄姊妹们,
and so brothers and sisters,
不是, 神的家要好, 是我们所有弟兄姊妹的一个, 一个责任。
And so for the house of God to be well, then all, it will be the responsibility.
事实上,
for all brothers and sisters,
我们知道，如果有人能全心为着神的家
，As a matter of fact, we can see that if someone can fully devote himself to the house of God,
神也全心为着你的家
，And God will be fully devoted to your family.
这个我想我过去多次讲过，大卫就是这样。
And I mentioned this multiple times that that was true for David.
当大卫全心为着神的家的时候
，When David was wholehearted for the house of God,
我们看见。神就全心为着大卫的家。
And we can also see that God was wholehearted for his house.
这是一个蒙福的一个秘诀。
And it is a secret to be blessed.
弟兄姊妹们，在过去很多年
，So brothers and sisters, in the past many years,
我实在感觉到这一个原则是可以实行、可以用的。
I truly feel that this principle is a, it can be put into practice.
在我自己小小家庭的经历里面就是这样。
In my limited family experience, it's true.
其实我们真的。没有什么智慧啊，怎么样来管理我们的家
？For us, we don't really have a wisdom how to manage our house.
神极大的怜悯
，and yet God's a great mercy.
当我们因为服侍主
，because we serve the Lord.
我们把我们的家用来为着神的家
，and we use our family for the house of God.
哇，神给我们的眷顾和恩典那很多。
And the blessings that care from the Lord are many.
这些有些东西还是属地的东西。
And a lot of things are just very earthly.
但是这是一个重要的原则。
And yet it is a very important principle.
所以弟兄姊妹，希望约书亚的这一个心智也成为我们所有人的一个共同的勉励。
But it says, may the determination of Joshua also become the encouragement to all of us.
今天呢，如果我们看见教会的光景荒凉
，and today if we see desolation in the church,
我们要把它看作是好像我们的家衰败一样
，and we can have to see consider that as a desolation in our own house.
我们应该有一个爱向着神的家
，and we should have this love toward the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我想我只是简单把这个原则呢给弟兄姊妹们。交通一下。
And brothers and sisters, I just simply fellowship on this principle.
好，我想我们下面呢要有个 tea time.
And now I think we're going to follow with the tea time.
我们一点简短的祷告，然后我们弟兄姊妹可以休息一下。
We have a simple prayer, then we have a break.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you with all our hearts.
是你把我们从世界中寻找回来的。
Because you sought us back from this world.
借着圣灵的重生。
By the rebirth by the Holy Spirit.
让我们成了回家的儿女。
And we become the children that return home.
主啊。
Lord.
你要把我们这些人建造成为你自己的家。
You are building us together to be your house.
你要让我们今天在地上就能体会神家的那个意义。
Even today, when we are on earth, we can experience and understand the meaning of the house of God.
我们也感谢你为我们个人建立了家庭。
We also thank you for building up our individual families.
主啊，求你让我们能明白一件事情。
Lord, we pray that you will allow us to understand one thing.
这个我们个人的家
，our individual families，
不仅是在地上为你做见证的
，not only to testify for you on earth。
我们应当更多为着神的家。
But we ought to be devoted to the house of God.
我们知道你从来不亏负那些爱你的人。
Because we know that you never shortchange those who love you.
主啊，求你让我们能明白你自己的作为。
Pray that you will allow us to understand your own work.
好叫我们学会，我们带着全家一同来侍奉跟随你。
So that we will learn how to bring our family to follow you and to serve you.
我们知道只有你的家被建立。
We know that only when your house is being built up.
我们的家才会多有祝福。
Then our house will be filled with the blessings.
主啊，我们求你在这些日子借着你自己的灵在我们中间做工。
And I pray that in these days you will do your work through your Holy Spirit.
让我们真实能明白你的心意。
So that we can truly understand your will and purpose.
我们知道在地上还有不多的日子。
We know that there are not many days on earth.
你很快就要回来。
And you will return.
让我们真是以神的家为念。
Let's be mindful of the house of God.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
我们求你，在祝福这些话。
pray that you will bless these words.
给我们弟兄姊妹大家有够多的恩典。
Give us a sufficient grace to all brothers and sisters.
我们也把第二堂等下的一些见证的交通交在你的恩手中。
We would also like to give the second part concerning the fellowship of our testimony.
求主仍旧给我们有自由的灵可以在一起彼此有交通。
Into your hands, I pray that you will give us a spirit of freedom so that we can fellowship freely.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。